All right, next up, Alexander, with some very interesting stuff, in my opinion.
Thank you. Good afternoon, everyone. My name's Alexander Dubas. You can call me Alex. And today, I'm talking to you about a pantheon of the gods, a collection of open source multiphysics software for analysis of fusion power plant systems. So a brief overview of what I'm going to talk to you about. First of all, for those of you who don't know about it, I'll give you a little introduction to fusion energy. If you want to know a bit more about it, then please do ask me. It's one of my favorite subjects. While I am presenting fusion as an application here, our multiphysics solvers can actually be used across a wide variety of engineering domains. So if it's useful to you, please do take it up and use it. I'm going to tell you about the challenges we face in fusion energy, why it's particularly difficult, why we need HPC. I'll tell you about how we found a solution, which is our pantheon of the gods, and also some of the things we learned. So fusion, this is your typical fusion reaction. We take deuterium, tritium, smush them together, make it really hot. We get some helium and a neutron and a nice amount of energy. And then, obviously, this is very hot, sort of an order of millions of Kelvin. So we need to stop it from touching things, so we put it inside this big magnetic cage. Of course, it's not just a magnetic cage. There's more to this. We need to actually get fuel in and then get the exhaust products out. We need to find some way of actually getting the heat we generate into some sort of, you know, useful energy that we can convert into electricity. And then we also need to, you know, maintain. So there are many other systems, and that's generally what we tend to focus on in my group. We tend to focus on everything that isn't the plasma. And it turns out it's quite a hard problem. It involves quite a lot of physics. First of all, we've got these neutrons coming out of this magnetic cage because they don't respond to magnetic fields. They're very naughty particles. And these come out, we need to stop them, we need to get their energy, and we need to do useful things with them. There's also a big structural problem tied into this. We've got a big magnetic cage, strong magnetic field, you know, tens of Tesla. And then we've got all the heat loads, 10 megawatts per meter squared, roughly, you know, the sort of heat loads you might get in a re-entry vehicle. And yeah, we've got some fluids flowing around. Some of them might be conducting, so when we've got electromagnets, we've got fun things going on like magnetohydrodynamics. Add on to this, a lot of our data is quite uncertain. So we know a little bit about materials as they go in. 10 years into operation, we don't really know what our materials are going to behave like. And so we're going to need a bigger computer and some scalable software to run on it. So what I mean by scalable software, I mean something that's parallel first, a code that's designed to scale well on HPC from the outset, not something that's had parallel sort of bodged on top of a serial code. Something that's permissively licensed, that's able to run anywhere, any number of processes with extension and modification permitted. Something that's portable. I will say more on this later, but you know, we have access to a number of machines and it needs to be able to operate on all of these. It needs to be extensible because we don't have everything we need for fusion yet. So we're still writing the solvers that we need. It needs to be supported, which I'll make a nod to the High Performance Software Foundation for this one as a good way of getting supported. This didn't exist 5 years ago when we made this selection. We did, at the time, choose a compiled language. I'll say a bit more on that later. And also we wanted a stable API and something that's actively developed. If you want more details into how we selected a framework for this, there is a talk from 2020, but there was no clear winner. Made a trade-off, and we selected Moose. It's a snapshot in time, so if we did it again now, we might come up with a different answer. Your mileage may vary. So what do we do with Moose? Moose is a multiphysics object-oriented simulation environment. It's a framework, and we came up with a collection of solvers. They interoperate for a multi-app system, so the fact that they extend on your single physics isn't an issue. We can still connect them up together. Aurora connects our neutronics up. Apollo/Hephaestus is our electromagnetic solver. We've got Atlas, which does our hydrogen isotope transport. We've got Proteus, which does our fluids and couples in a bit of electromagnetics. So we've got magnetohydrodynamics. It also sort of is our drop-in replacement for pick your favorite commercial solver. And all the rest. So GitHub link here for Aurora Multiphysics. A few I'll highlight is Aegis, which is charged particle tracking for heat deposition. HIPPO, which couples in OpenFOAM to do thermal hydraulics. We've got Phaeton, which does Ascot 5 coupling in. And one that I want to say a bit more about is Platypus, which enables MOOS simulations using the MFM finite element library, which seems a bit backwards, but when I get onto the learnings, it will make sense. So, back to my initial criteria. First of all, we said portable, able to run on X-scale hardware. 5 years ago, we thought, well, this means GPU. Nowadays, we didn't quite realize that everything is GPU. So this is where Platypus comes in. MFM is our library of choice to enable that GPU finite element calculation. We also are collaborating with Argonne using Cardinal, which couples in the finite element code, NECRS, which is a GPU fluids code, which is where we spend a lot of our time doing our calculations, so that's probably the best part to accelerate. We did choose to down-select the compiled languages. Maybe this is not such a good idea. It's a lot easier to find Python developers, and most of our users aren't actually running at the scale where the difference between Python and a compiled language actually matters. And finite element types were another thing that we sort of missed off of our criteria. So certain finite element types that allow for better formulations, more accurate answers. Through some work, we've now implemented the ones we need in Moose, but also Platypus, by leveraging MFM, also enables you to use their finite element types, which is very handy. And I think that's all I have to say. Any questions?